This podcast is part of the Game and Entertainment Network. Visit tgenetwork.net to find the latest episodes from all our shows.
Welcome to the Pixels and Dice Podcast, a show by gamers, for gamers. We cover everything from Mario to Munchkin, role-playing to retro games, and everything in between. Now, without further ado, let's get on with the show.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the show. I'm Scormus.
I'm Baeolus.
And hey, we got something different today. We've got a new cast member. We've got Rylea. How you doing?
Great, glad to be here.
Hey, you want to tell us a little bit about your background, gaming-wise?
Oh, gaming-wise? Well, mostly I am pretty big on role-playing and strategy games. Recently kind of gotten into the open-world survival type stuff. It's gotten, you know, a new thing for me to get into. But I've been gaming in one form or another pretty much since I could read.
Yeah, I remember when we were first doing Dungeons and Dragons together back in the late 80s.
90. Yeah, late 80s, early 90s, yeah.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah. So anyway, great to have you on the show. Nice to have a different perspective from that ass I have working with me.
Well, I hope I can help.
So anyway, today wanted to start off November right with a interesting show, you know, as opposed to the other shows we usually do, and talk a little bit about games we've played in the past that, for one reason or another, may have lost us. And I have ranted many times in the past about games like these. But just pick one from a personal experience and say, hey, what it would take for that company to change in that game to bring us back. So, Baeolus, why don't you start things off? Tell us about your game.
Oh, that's easy. World of Warcraft. I really liked the game. But, you know, you can only do the same things over and over and over again so many times before you just can't do it anymore. They had jack and shit for casuals to do.
Hell yeah.
Daily. Ooh, fucking dailies. You know how many daily you have to do to try and make that $15 a month worth it?
I remember just, that too.
It just, I couldn't do it anymore, so I quit. But if they would cater more to the casuals, you know, give us something to do. Maybe change up the questing model because it is so fucking boring. You know,
I will
spend some time helping out their casuals, not just raiding. Because that gear treadmill is ridiculous. If there was a way for casuals to get, you know, maybe not the top end, but something close, just so they're not, you know, left in the dirt. Because you've got your raiders, you've got your dungeon player, your dungeon runners, and then you've got your others. And it's so easy to go from a top end raider down to another. You just wait maybe a month. So, yeah, there's a lot they need to do to get me to come back. And going free to play may not be enough.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Oh, I don't see it happening either. But there's really not a whole lot they can actually do to get me to come back. But they need to address content that, you know, makes me want to be there. Because I loved the game. I loved the chopper that my gnome rogue had, mm-hmm. and my orc hunter had. I mean, I was cranking out those choppers for all the guild members. I mean, yeah. I loved it. The guild community was great. It was just a good game, but there's nothing to do, so I just don't see going back.
Well, I can see that, but I will say that they have changed the questing model some, and they have addressed some of the gear discrepancy with the ability to basically do pug raiding. Doesn't get quite the same gear, but you can do raiding as a solo player, basically, or in a small guild.
And we all remember what pug raiding is like.
Oh, true, but this form of it is easier, and it allows you to, you know, basically just run in there, do your own thing, and not worry about it, because it's dumbed down enough that unless you have a complete chode on your team, you're going to be okay.
But pugs and chode players are synonymous.
Yeah, that's World of Warcraft, and chode players are synonymous. Thank you all. Be here, well, always. Tip your waitress.
I thought you were going to say try the veal.
I try to change it up.
Ah.
Are you not wanting to tip your waitress? Are you a cheap bastard?
Me? Hell no.
Okay. Right. Okay, well, that killed all of 6 minutes. Thank you very much for the insightful discussion. Hope, Rylea, please save me.
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I'm going to try. So the game that I was so excited about and loved so much for about 10 minutes when it first came out was Star Trek Online. So I, and Scormus, you know this, both of you guys know this, I'm a hardcore Trek fan. I've always been.
Oh, yeah.
And I had such high expectations for that game. And I remember when it finally came out and I finally got it to actually let me onto the server, which took about a day and a half. The coolest thing, you know, it was the character creation right off the bat. They just blew you away with that. It was this amazing array of styles and body types and all kinds of alien horns and ridges and all kinds of craziness. And it was so fun. And you could just create something that nobody'd ever seen before. And it was really awesome. And then they drop you into the world and you're like, what the fuck do I do now? Right. It was, you know, there was a couple of missions. Like, you start off, if I remember correctly, it's been a while since I played it. You start off on the bridge and there's something terrible happening and you have to run around, and it tries to kind of teach you the gameplay like most good games will do. They'll give you the basics in a starter mission. Mm-hmm. But then it was so difficult, I remember, to figure out a linear path forward, right? Like, for somebody like me, I was not into so much, and I never have been into the PvP aspect of role playing. MMOs are cool for the social aspect, in my opinion. Other people love it for PvP, and I'm totally okay with that. But my personal thing is I love getting on and playing and talking to people about the game and about what's happening at that time. And, you know, sometimes there's cooperation when you get a good group together, but I'm not a big, like, raider or what have you. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I really just wanted to immerse myself in the Star Trek universe. And I found that it was very difficult you ended up doing the same quests over and over again because you didn't know where to go next. The leveling system wasn't very good. And then I remember eventually the server would go down And I think that ended up being a lot of what gave a, you know, caused a lot of problems for that game popularity wise at the beginning, if I remember, was that they just could not keep their servers going. They would get full or they would just go down. And I mean, it was such an ambitious project, right? Mm-hmm. And I almost, you know, I was so into it when it first came out. I almost bought the lifetime membership because it was a monthly subscription. And I almost paid, like, I think it was close to $200 to be a lifetime member and never have to pay again. And I'm glad I didn't now, because now it's free to play. But I actually thought about trying it again. You know, I thought, well, it's been a few years. It's been several years, actually, close to like 8 years. Maybe they've fixed all that, right? I mean, they've had a lot of time to fix it. And I tried to load it up and it errored out as soon as I tried to enter character creation. And I was just like, fuck it, you know, God. And it was like heartbreaking to me. It was about as disappointing as The Matrix was. Like, that was another one that I was just so jacked about. And it was like the execution just fell on its face. But if they could get the game to work, like when I load it and I push, you know, start and I go and it goes, I'd absolutely give that game another chance.
Yeah. I actually have my own little Star Trek Online story. Ooh. I loved it, right?
Yeah.
I was a big Cryptic fan because I love Champions Online too.
Ah.
And Champions Online led me to trying Star Trek Online because I'd been playing the free-to-play game Champions Online. And so I tried out Star Trek Online during a free trial. And I was so just enamored with the game because they'd made some recent changes so that ran smoother and maybe it fixed some of your problems. But I was just like, oh my God. And if I buy the lifetime subscription, I can have a free Borg character, right? And I was like, oh my God. So I dropped $300 for the Star Trek Online lifetime.
No.
Then I was in such a good mood, I dropped $300 for the lifetime on Champions Online.
Oh, no.
2 months later, they announced Star Trek Online was going free to play. I haven't played in 2 years.
Yeah. That's a sour pill to swallow. I mean, that's... Did they do anything about, like, did they offer anything to people? Like, if you've done the lifetime subscription in the past, you know, 12 months, we'll do this for you or whatever.
Oh, they give us, they were giving us anyway in, you know, the credits that you'd spend on the store, just like Lord of the Rings Online does. Every month they give you credits, as I recall. I don't know how much I have, but it's gotta be a lot on both games because I've never spent them. Never. It's like, wow, what's the fucking point?
Yeah, no kidding. Now everybody's got a Borg.
Oh, wait.
I'm not special anymore.
I did spend some. I think I spent actual $20 on buying the Romulan expansion. That was the last time I tried it.
Ah.
But anyway.
It's been a long time since I've been able to successfully launch it and play it. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I own it. It's on my Steam account. So maybe one day I'll try it again when I have nothing to do.
That sounds kind of like Bielus and his attempts to play Star Trek. Star Wars, the Old Republic. He can't get it to run.
Damn it. That's so frustrating.
Well, the thing is if it was a game that I was excited to play, then it might be, you know, something
worth the troubleshooting time.
I don't
like
Star Trek to begin with, or Star Wars to begin with.
Oh no, you just said that out loud. You're in the nerd universe and you just said that out loud in your out loud voice.
I don't care.
Hey, nobody's here in the studio audience anyway, so.
You can't edit that out.
I don't care. I'm not a big fan of Star Trek or Star Wars?
I don't think we could be friends anymore.
Hey, you have to live with me.
Damn it.
Anyway. But
it just, if Star Wars The Old Republic was a better game, I might have that inclination to actually keep trying. But it sucks. It has never gotten better, so why in the hell would I even put out the effort? I tried, mostly because I was trying to find out what their cartel cash shop was like. What are you snickering about?
I was just giggling because our discussion the other week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've never tried the Star Wars, the MMO. That's the Old Republic. I've played Knights of the Old Republic, which I thought was
amazing.
Awesome. Yeah, so good. And it would, like, to not having heard your comments, I would think, oh, maybe the Old Republic would be super fun, you know? But I don't know now.
SWTOR came out.
The worst thing you could do to the Star Wars universe. And that's what they did.
It was what?
The worst things that you could see done to the Star Wars universe.
Oh, and they did it all. Mm.
To make it into a game. And that's what they did. They monetize everything. If you don't do exactly how they want you to do it, they chastise you with these little reminders. You know, loot will come up, but you can't pick it up because you're not a subscriber.
I heard that. I heard you guys talking about it on another episode. And so, yeah, that sounds cheese dick to me. That sounds awful. Yeah.
Well, it's just, it's almost like they're forcing you to subscribe. Otherwise, you don't exist.
Right.
And EA can suck it.
Anyway, to kind of bring
get
things
back on the show.
My game, and actually kind of buffers off of Rylea's, is, sorry, Cryptic, I have to stab you in the heart. Neverwinter? Oh my fucking God. I love D&D.
Yeah.
I love the Forgotten Realms setting. We played that for many years.
Yeah.
I'm a you might as well tattoo fanboy on my forehead. This was the game I wanted for so long. And oh my God, even though I don't like action MMORPGs, I was willing to jump into it because they had the Foundry. Just like Star Trek Online, the ability for players to make content that other players could play. Oh my, that is so good. For a longtime game master, how could you not love that?
Tell us how.
Well, I love the Foundry. I would log in, do Foundry missions, log out. That's all I wanted to do.
Nice.
I didn't even level up much because I wanted to go see what the latest Foundry missions were, what people were making, because that was fun. Sure, I could go play regular missions, but
why?
There was a mission in there that was just a bar fight, and it was so damn fun. You didn't get any rewards for it because, well, Cryptic decided, we're going to take experience out of Foundry, and we're going to take rewards out of Foundry because, well, some people were cheating and making admissions that where you just click a button and, ooh, you got a bunch of experience and money and stuff. Instead of dealing with them, oh no, let's just take it all out and cripple the community that wanted to play it and give people no reason to make anything. But there were still some people that really were dedicated and really wanted to make stuff for other players, and I would go check it out and have fun with it. Then a couple years ago, they put out an update, and it broke the Foundry. When they loaded everything back up, the Foundry didn't work. So they spent about a month tweaking it, and they got it back up. Okay, cool. We were like, okay, must have taken a long time. No, turns out it was like their lowest priority because they did an update just shortly after that. And it went down. It hasn't come back since.
Oh, man.
Now, they said one of the developers got on the forums and said, hey, man, we're working on it. It's just we've got other priorities, but we got to get on it. But we're planning to bring it back by the end of the year. This December, that'll be like 2 years ago.
Oh, no.
Fuck Cryptic. Fuck Neverwinter. The only way they get me back is if not only they bring back the Foundry, it becomes a priority to them again that rewards are returned to it, both experience, money, and items. And if there are cheeseheads, okay, fuckwads that want to go and cheat on it and make Foundry missions that are too easy or give too big a rewards or something. That's what you're supposed to freaking check these things for. If you check it and say, hey, this is a cheesed out thing, we're not approving it. Oh, by the way, the guy who made it, banned from making Foundry missions. How hard is that?
Right. You would think that they could hard code certain things into the components that you would make the game out of to make sure that there's at least a baseline of experience, you know, where, you know, it's balanced, right? They can create a semblance of balance just by, you know, assigning values to certain components of the mission. And then you could, you know, maybe tweak it up or down a little bit depending on the situation, but they've got at least a reasonable, you know, some control over that so that they can minimize cheating. I would imagine if you ask them to check every Foundry mission, that they would be like, forget it, we don't have that many people. But
there's
so just
that
do
many
it right
Foundry missions.
Fair enough. I don't know. I'm guessing at excuses they could make, right?
True.
So my thought is you know, program it properly from the beginning. Maybe and make it fun again, because I've never played Neverwinter, and I've been curious about it, but again, I'm not as big into the MMOs, but I loved the standalone games. I loved Baldur's Gate and Neverwinter Nights. Loved those games, and so it would stand to reason that Neverwinter would be amazing. Too bad they fucked it up.
Possibilities, but. Again, it's one of those things where the missions are boring.
Yeah.
And I'm not just boring. This is, oh my God.
Like grind, escort.
Boring. Go kill 10 rats.
Okay.
I just did that. Well, go do it again. Hey, go do 10 more.
But I love this, the area where you go, okay, you got to go in and kill some of these guys because they're bandits and they're bad people. Okay, so you go kill some of those guys. Then you run back to the quest giver and goes, yeah, you know, those guys are really bad. They've got a leader. Go back and kill him. Okay, so now you got to go fight your way back through all those bad guys a little further. Kill him. Then you run back. You turn it in and he goes, oh, hey, there's this little dungeon over there. You know, it's a solo dungeon. Why don't you go jump into that? Kill a bunch more of those guys to kill yet a third guy because he's part of the conspiracy. And it is a continuing story, but man,
right.
I much prefer the freaking Foundry because there was so much imagination involved.
Yeah.
Different viewpoints, and they really went out of their way to make some really cool content. And
yeah, it sounds like a ton of fun. Like back in the day when we used to all play and we would all be like visualizing what we looked like or what was going on, and we all wished, gosh, wouldn't it be so cool if, you know, we could see it. I could see what you see. I could see what the Dungeon Master sees.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they tried that with D&D Online, and that was an even worse shit show.
Uh-oh.
Well, if you like to group constantly, it's not a problem.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Last time I played that, it was basically, yeah, if you're going to try and solo, you're going to have a bad time.
Yeah. That's not fun.
No.
Anyway, so that's about it for that. We're coming up on end of the show time, but wanted to stop a little early because I have a few things to talk about, if you don't mind.
Certainly.
First of all, a couple weeks ago, BLS and I talked about Dark Horse RPGs. I talked about Dark Conspiracy, and he talked about Tales from the Floating Vagabond. Well, after that show came out, imagine my surprise when someone dropped by gamingstuff.website at gamingstuff.website, just in case you've forgotten the address. And it was the author of Tales from the Floating Vagabond, Lee Garvin. He thanked us for the kind words and honest criticism, and said that he's working on a second edition of the game that answers some of our concerns. And on top of that, he has a new quick and dirty adventure and rules combo called Bowl or Die, which you can get at drivethroughrpg.com right now. You can go buy that puppy. It's dirt cheap. They've got a sale going on as we're recording this, but I don't have DriveThruRPG up right now. But it wasn't much at all. Very inexpensive. And y'all need to go to DriveThruRPG.com. No, they're not paying us to say this. And get Lee Garvin's new work for Tales from the Floating Vagabond, second edition, Bowl or Die. Try that thing out and see if that game ain't for you.
Well, if you like quirky, or games with a quirky sense of humor and odd comedy, you'll love it.
Oh, yeah. It should
shoot
be
death grenades.
Huge fun.
Right now, it is on sale for $7.49 US.
Yeah, I'm planning to pick it up. It's been busy this weekend, but probably on Monday I'll be picking that up. So our own group can try it out.
Yeah, that looks fun.
It is.
Let's see. Also, because I haven't talked about it recently, we are part of the Gaming and Entertainment Network at tgenetwork.net, which is a nice little community of podcasts that they were happy enough to, or luck. What's the right word? I am
crazy enough.
Yeah, that works. To ask me back. I was one of the founding podcasters on there, but I left for a while, and they asked me back, so I was wanting to again pimp them outside of our bumper. So today I'd like to talk a little bit about Aggro Chat. It's one of the fine podcasts over there. I don't know, Bielis, have you listened to them before? Or?
It's been a while.
Okay. They're very much like our show, only, you know, professional. They have a much larger cast, although we're gaining, and they like to talk about all different types of gaming, everything from miniature war gaming, like, you know, Warhammer 40K, to Magic the Gathering, you know, various card games, role-playing games, a lot of video games, and not just, you know, MMOs, but actually a lot of stuff like Destiny 2 and modern...
Modern Warfare?
No. Modern games, you know, new stuff. Because, you know, MMOs, they come out and they're for years and years. You know, these are... They're talking about the newest games. They had recently... Did a every month they all play one game and then they talk about it for one show. They just recently did a show about Horizon Zero Dawn. And I don't have a PS4, but it made me want to go buy a PS4. That sounds like a really good game. But anyway, they are very friendly, positive folk, and you really ought to check out their show over at,
Entertainment Network?
Well, that's always where you can go, is tgenetwork.net to find AgroChat and all the other shows on the Gaming and Entertainment Network. You can tell I was totally prepared for that. And finally, before we go, well, we're running a little bit long, but I've already pimped the website again, because that's what I do. But we actually have a social media presence. We do. On Twitter, just go to @
So good.
PTHPPT. It's @ PTHPPT. Or just do a search for gaming stuff, and you'll probably find us. You can also look for @ the MMO Troll. That's my personal. And also for video stuff, I'm going to be using @ Full of Fail a lot starting in 2018. But @ is the important one.
Yes, but how do you type in fart sound?
PTHPPT. That's how you spell it, dude. Also, did you know we're on Facebook?
Yes.
What, you did?
You told me.
Yes. Look for Pixels and Dice on Facebook. We have a Facebook community there. Feel free to like the page and comment on the occasional posts we have there. And I'll maybe actually do something with it eventually. But it's a start.
Love it.
Anyway, so I'm done pimping. Does anyone else have anything to toss out?
No.
I feel I'm good.
Okay. So you're not ready to run away screaming then, are you, yet?
I'm not.
Okay. I'm good. Notice I gave you an out. I said yet.
I'm feeling pretty okay right now.
Okay.
This is fun. This is really fun.
Cool. We have two more episodes to record today. So, anyway, till next time, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Baelis.
And I'm Rylea.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Thanks for listening to the Pixels and Dice podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please check out our other content at gamingstuff.website. We have articles, videos, and lots more to enjoy there. So until next time, generic catchphrase ending.